I can have your attention here in the media center. I appreciate everybody's patience today during a very fluid situation. But welcome everyone here to Daytona International Speedway. You know, as NASCAR salutes refreshed by Coca-Cola culminates this weekend, we have some special guests here to discuss American ethanol and how they support our veterans. So I'd like to introduce to you General Wesley Clark, board member of Growth Energy and today's Grand Marshal for the Coke Zero 400. We have driver Austin Dillon of the number 3 Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing and team owner Richard Childress. First, General Clark, the American ethanol industry has a strong tradition of supporting our veterans. And could you tell us about how the initiative American ethanol has going on here and how that ties into the NASCAR Salutes program?
American ethanol is a great homegrown fuel, and we linked up with NASCAR because NASCAR is a great American homegrown sport, and it just seemed like the natural thing. So since 2011, NASCAR is using E15, and that's our preferred fuel in NASCAR. It's our preferred fuel in America. It's 15% ethanol. It's greener, higher octane, and less expensive than ordinary E10 gasoline. So that's our fuel, and we've driven, NASCAR's had, Richard, I think over 10 million miles on E15 without any incident, and it's E15 sold at almost 1,000 stations across the country, put about a billion miles on American cars. Every car from 2001 on is capable of using it, and we hope all Americans will use it. It's great fuel. So this is an opportunity for Americans to see E15 in action. And I just want to say one more thing about E15. You know, it is an American fuel, and every gallon of ethanol we put in our cars is a gallon of imported oil we don't have to buy from people overseas who don't always share America's values. So we're helping national security, and we're helping our veterans and our people in uniform when we reduce our dependence on foreign oil. And that's what American ethanol is all about.
You know, Richard, you've played an integral part in promoting ethanol in NASCAR and supporting the American ethanol industry. So tell us why that's important to you and what today's race under the American ethanol colors means to you.
Well, I think you go back to what the general said. Our national security, you know, we can't keep depending on foreign oils. We can't keep sending our money to countries that want to come back and fight us. It's a consumer's choice, and that's what American ethanol is all about, is when our American consumers go to the fuel pumps and they can buy the fuel of their choice. And that's what it's about. It's cheaper. It makes your engines run cooler. We've run over 10 million miles with American E15. And with that, we've been fortunate. We've never had the first failure. Like the general said, over a billion miles have the American citizens driven on E15. If you got a 2001 or more car, there's 9 out of 10 cars in America that can use E15. And it is the future of the security of our country. And for our veterans that are here today, I think we have 19% of the employees within American ethanol are employees. Our 19% of them are veterans, so that's a big deal.
You know, Austin, the start of the NASCAR Salutes program, you won your first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. Tonight we culminate the NASCAR Salutes program. How cool has that been for you, and how important is it for you to come in that beautiful red, white, and blue paint scheme and the American ethanol colors you've got going on tonight?
Well, I think it's very special. You know, I think the NASCAR Salutes program has been great for our entire sport, but not only that, all of our veterans. The tributes that have been going on for the last month at all these racetracks is great to see the different military branches out at the track at full force, and to be able to say thank you to all of the military for what they allow us to do. We love to race, each and every one of us in this room, and this is why we're here, and they're why we're here, because of our freedom, and this is America, and You talk about American Ethanol. There's no better company to support if you're an American who loves this country, because we're decreasing our dependence on foreign oil. We're putting more jobs in this country. It's great. So E15 is the future, like both these fine gentlemen beside me have talked about. And I'm just proud to be representing their brand and out on the track with E15.
Okay. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Any questions for this distinguished panel? Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Somebody's got one.
Do we have a hand up?
I was going to say, no, we hadn't educated all you fine ladies and gentlemen that much. No, come on.
I thought we did a pretty good job.
General Clark, could you just say what you think about when you walk the track out here on the weekend and see all these tributes that you've seen today with the military, different members of the troops? What does it mean to you to see the military out here in force like this in a NASCAR event?
Well, I really appreciate honoring our men and women who've served. I think it's a tremendous thing that NASCAR is doing to honor our veterans. It's a volunteer force, and men and women who serve in uniform today do so because they love this country, because they want to be part of something larger than themselves. And I think it's a wonderful thing for NASCAR to honor them like this, especially on this weekend.
We'll go next to Jerry, and then we'll go to Alan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. General Clark, more of a kind of a political topic, but we hear about legislators talking about how the recruiting for the military via NASCAR promotions doesn't seem to work. Do you fall into that line? Because we see NASCAR doing so much to promote our military and to get other people involved in the sport.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why people join the armed forces, and every organization, including NASCAR, that helps and that promotes the military helps bring attention to the young people of what the military is and what it means to America. So I think NASCAR is doing its part. I haven't followed the details of the arguments and the analysis and so forth. I know the United States Army, the last time I was here, had a NASCAR team. I think they, for budget reasons after sequestration, I think they had to cut that back. But I do think that it's a good thing for all of our major sports and all of our activities to recognize veterans and help them be part of this country.
Gentlemen, Alan Slaughter-Zinsky with Space Coast Daily. Can you talk about this race specifically and what a tradition it has become on July 4th, the ultimate American holiday? I mean, can you talk about what it is to be here for this race?
Richard?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I've been coming here for many years, and to be able to honor this country and our independence, it's a huge deal. I don't think you'll ever find a sport that's more patriotic than NASCAR. We love our country. We love our armed forces that give us the opportunity to do the many things we do. And we love to honor the ones that have given the sacrifice so greatly for this country. So I'm proud to be here on this day honoring our military and all the followings as well.
Well, I'm proud to be here with Richard and Austin because, you know, I want to brag a little bit on Richard. You know, he's an American entrepreneur. He's an institution of NASCAR. Austin, his grandson's following along in those footsteps. And America was built not just on the military, but it was built especially on business and entrepreneurship. And really what NASCAR represents is the ultimate in sort of entrepreneurship, sportsmanship, competition. Americans love competition. And when you bring together that spirit of independence that we have in America and our armed forces who made this country and protected our freedom for 2.5 centuries, then I think you have an unbeatable experience. And this is my first chance to come down here for 4th of July weekend. I'm enormously excited by it, going through the hotel, talking to people who are coming to the races. You can just feel a surge of patriotism and belief and love of country. And I think it, you know, makes every American heart beat prouder when you feel that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this has been my home for July 4th for a long time now, and I feel like there's nothing more American than Daytona on July 4th, and that's what it's all about. And you talked earlier to the general's question that you gave him earlier. Just the other week, we did also a Dow veteran salutes car, and one of the guys from Dow's son had just graduated from West Point and got to come to our lunch that we had, and I got to spend some time talking to him. He's going into the Ranger School. And just, you know, you talk about youth and different avenues. I mean, I feel like NASCAR does a really good job of the young guys coming to the track, getting to see what the different military branches out in full force at the track. And he was he came to the race at Michigan, enjoyed it, and had a good time. And he was going into Army Ranger School this, the following week. So that was pretty cool.
Go next to Martin.
Martin Fenley, Tampa Bay Times. General, anyone who serves contributes to the country, and we're going to have some Medal of Honor winners up here. Do you ever tire of meeting these men, talking to these men? And what
I love meeting all of our veterans, the ones that win Medals of Honor, the ones that win Silver Stars, the ones that have been unfortunate enough to be awarded a Purple Heart. Any man or woman who serves, I mean, you put your future in the hands of the country. You don't have any control over where you're going, the circumstances you may find yourself in. You don't know whether you're going to be in harm's way or not. It's an enormous step that young people take to join the armed forces. For myself, I love talking to every one of them, regardless of how distinguished their service has been. It's the decision, the courage to make that commitment to serve in the armed forces that distinguishes every one of them.
Any additional questions? Before we let these gentlemen go, I'd like to remind everybody this great program that the NASCAR Salutes Refreshed by Coca-Cola has going on, to where you tonight during the pace laps for the Coke Zero 400, you can write a name of a service member here who you wish to honor on the card, and they'll display them prominently during the pace lap. So great program here. And so you should have a card and a Sharpie should you wish to participate. And all the fans will have these as well. So, gentlemen, thanks again for taking your time and for supporting our veterans.
Yeah, and thank you. And thank Coca-Cola for all they do for our veterans. They've been involved with us for many years at the Coke 600 and here and everything. And, well, I tell you, I can't say enough about how proud I am to be an American. Unless you've been to some of these places like the General has, and I've been to a few of them, it's amazing when you come back to America and see how fortunate we all are. So God bless America. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all.